the 11 o'clock hour. All right, by now you are aware of his suspension, the fact he didn't play yesterday. Bill Huber's report in Sports Illustrated that he was disgruntled with his playing time. By the way, you know that you've gotten the facts of a story right when the organization
when
does
suspend a player
nothing to refute any of it and suspend the player. So for those that are, oh, there's, you know, we don't know all the facts. I will say this. We don't know where his headspace is at. And I, as I said to Craig Karmazin yesterday on Sunday Karma, I am always leery, especially now when we have a better understanding of mental health and that stuff, that I don't want to be flippant about him and not at least allow for the possibility that there's something darker afoot, because it made no sense whatsoever. Going back to Los Angeles, his hometown, to play the Rams, played more snaps than any other wide receiver on the roster in the first four games. It's not as if Reed and Wicks, who had 22 targets apiece, were seeing more, vastly more action than Romeo. Romeo had 20 targets. Your starting quarterback missed two full games, and only his replacement attempted 33 passes in those two games combined. I'm no mathematician, but that comes out to 16.5 pass attempts, not completions, attempts per game. Jordan Love completed as many passes as Malik Willis attempted in those two games. So if your numbers are off, that might be why. Also, you dropped a touchdown and then re-caught it for a play at the goal line in the game against the Vikings last week. So he was targeted 8 times against Minnesota. Tausch, help me understand from a former player's perspective, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah, wide receivers are different, first off. Like, there's a tangible stat line, and, you know, it's not like offensive line. It's a position, and we've seen this at other places. We have not seen it in Green Bay. Now, it's happened. It's been kept under the hood. There have been guys that have been upset with maybe how many targets they get or how many plays or what position, if they're X, Y, Z, whatever it is. But that was never to the point where someone was going to sit out or not come to practice. So I think we have to be cautious until we hear more about where, because this doesn't happen. And for someone that has been called the most even-keeled player that they've ever seen in 30 years of covering a football team, it really shouldn't happen. So when you factor all of those things in, I think what happens a lot is you have a player coming up where it's going to be getting to be money time. It's going to be getting to where you need to kind of show your worth and try to, at some point, get a new contract, whatever it might be. And numbers matter. If you feel like Jaden Reed is getting more touches or Dontavian Wicks had a big game, or at least target-wise, against Minnesota, you're frustrated and maybe you're not getting the answers you're looking for, you can handle it unprofessionally. That's what I hope happened here. I don't know all of the other stuff. I don't know where Romeo's headspace is, but I can assure you, if you are going to skip practice and not let people know what is going on and then get suspended, you done some things that you shouldn't have done.
Have you ever seen this?
I have
ever.
Not. No.
And joke all you want.
I've seen guys get suspended for,
sure,
doing things, right? Like if it's,
sure.
But not skipping practice. You've seen where guys have slept in and missed meetings.
Sure.
And they've been punished. That usually is, you know, fined. I have never seen someone say, I'm not getting the ball enough or I'm not playing enough. I am not going to come to practice and you're going to come to my house to find out like that. No, there have been cases where people have slept in and guys had to go help and see that they're alive, you know, and that they're still here, but not to this. Never have I seen what is been reported about the Romeo Dobbs situation. I have not seen that.
So, and joke if you must, but one of the reasons why this is so out of character is because he didn't seem moody. He didn't seem prone to a rash decision like this. Ask his teammates how shocked they would be by him being this guy, and I guarantee you he was pretty low on the list of people you would expect. And I know that sounds, oh, quiet guy, kept pretty much to himself. I understand that. But it just, it was so incongruous with his, like, this is a rash decision to make. And I know, I can say this, I don't want to put Bill's reporting out on the street and how he goes about it, but I think it's safe to say that this in no way was something his agent told him to do. And Tausch, you had an agent. Agents do not recommend this course of action for their clients.
You're not helping yourself at all.
No!
And I think a lot of times you know, I don't know Romeo's situation. I know what you've reported and, you know, how he's been on the football field, and I was really expecting him. And by the way, he was getting a ton of targets still. So that's the part that doesn't quite just meld up. And, you know, it is a super competitive space when you have all these young guys. And why I was so enamored with the wide receiver position all offseason is because you see how things go in this league. Someone emerges. Like, it's not going to always be kumbaya friends. Like Jennifer Aniston ended up being a bigger star than the rest of them, right? Well, they figured out a way to get this ensemble cast paid evenly. That ain't going to happen here. And there's more pressure starts getting to you. You have more people in your circle telling you, well, this is BS. And you have to have other people around saying, keep working. Keep working. Good things are going to happen. Keep doing what you're doing. And when you do this, you have, and again, I don't know the mental wellness. Like, that's the part I'm a little leery. I don't know all of that.
Yeah.
But what I will say is you're not helping you and you're not helping your team. And when you're not doing that, who are you helping? Where is your best interest at? Romeo Dobbs hurt himself to the point now where if I'm Brian Gutekunst or Russ Ball, am I ever going to fully trust you?
Right.
The answer is no.
Am I going to pay you?
You can go ahead and the Jair Alexander, when this happened to Jair, and that was, you know, however you want to look at it, he was frustrated with Joe Barry, and there's no doubt about that. He decided he was going to turn this and try to make it as positive as he can. Had Green Bay not had any guaranteed money left on the deal, do I think that they keep Jair after last year? I don't. I think the way it worked out, Jair's still a really talented player. Do I think that this is going to hurt Romeo Dobbs' future in Green Bay? Yes, I do.
I agree.
Do I think that it's that you can create a new opportunity moving forward? Yes. He is an important piece to this team, and I think he was missed yesterday, especially with Christian not being able to play. So now it is, just like I said with Jair, this is all on you, how you want to approach this. If you come out and say, I was selfish, I was being not lying about it, just say, I let emotions get the better of me, it's not going to happen again. Does that mean that Russ and all the decision makers up there are going to say, well, I believe him? Actions always speak louder than words, and that's why this was a huge misstep. Hopefully he can regain his steps and he can get back out there and he can be a really good football player for this football team in the future. But this is a big, big unforced error by Romeo. And it's another reason you have to take emotions out of this situation. You can be mad. You can get irritated. But you can't not show up for stuff. Like, that's a cardinal sin in this business when there's not a good excuse or reason for it. And by all accounts, and maybe there's something I'm still leery until there's more, until we hear from Romeo. Maybe there's something from a family stamp. Maybe there's something more. But if there's not, this is one of those things that I don't know if you're ever going to regain the trust of the front office up in Green Bay when you do something like this.
Yeah, and let's be clear. There may be something more, but there is not something instead. Because, again, you don't get suspended for my wife or girlfriend has a complicated pregnancy and I need to be with her. I should have called, but I didn't. Like, those types of things, you might get fined. There might be an issue, but they termed this conduct detrimental to the team.
Yeah, it makes you think that what Bill reported is completely accurate.
Correct. So beyond that, so now here's my question. Romeo's flipping through channels as he's driving through Green Bay, and he happens to catch 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, which somehow gets all the way up to his radio in his car, and he hears what you said. And he calls and says, Tausch, how do I fix this?
Apologize.
What's your advice?
You apologize profusely and say it's not going to happen again. A complete lapse in judgment. I am going to be the teammate that I've been. I'm going to just put my head down and work. And then that's all you can do at this point. You need to just go be the model teammate, the even-keeled guy that you've been for the 2.5 years you've been here, and just get back to work. You have this chemistry with Jordan Love. Go out and utilize it. And I think you can get Jordan to support you. I'm sure all of his teammates will support him when he's back. That doesn't mean they're not pissed off that he did what he did.
No doubt.
And when that happens, it is really hard to regain trust. All players understand when people are frustrated about, you know, I'm not getting reps. I'm not getting to play any at left guard. I'm not getting any reps in nickel. I'm not getting any passes thrown to me. I don't get any carries. It can vent to guys, and everybody understands it. You don't do it publicly, and you certainly don't handle it the way that he just handled it. And it's going to take a lot of time and effort from him of just doing the right thing over and over, which he'd done in the past. The question I have is this just the case where he believes he is the number one guy, and if he's not that guy, he's not happy? That happens to guys like Devontae and other players that have put a lot of film down.
Correct.
That are the guys. Not to a guy that some people compare to Alan Lazard. Some people compare to
Lazard would never do this.
I'm not going to say never. This is where I hope you learn your lesson on this whole most even keel. I do. And you have learned it. But when you say things like that, Jason, you always have to remember, because we know guys, we think we know guys, but you know that you don't. And that's for a lot of players. You get a certain piece from them. You don't get the whole pie. And I think you found out there's a lot of unkeeledness in that Romeo Doubs pie that was even keeled before in your world. Is that fair?
I would think that if he'd had some sort of major outburst, as opposed to not showing up for work at all, maybe I would agree with you. But again, I can also say he's a different dude. And my conversations with him, I always have struggled to really understand him. I would think that a mercurial-type personality would have, say, gone off to the media or got into an argument with a coach and gotten very demonstrative and angry. This feels like a passive-aggressive way to exhibit your dissatisfaction, to not even show up and not call. I mean, look, let's be honest. I don't know how serious Devontae Adams' hamstring injury was. I don't know if that was related to his unhappiness in Vegas, but hard not to wonder if those two things were connected. Fair?
Yeah, but I mean, he did miss games for this hamstring, and they didn't trade. I don't know. But I do know even keeled players, this never happens to.
Mm-hmm.
This, what just happened, never happens. You're going to keep working. You're going to keep grinding away, and maybe you're maybe you're disappointed and you're disconcerted, but you're going to still show up, and you're going to continue to work. Fair?
Let's play trivia so Tausch can tell us about AmFam. It is the sports weekend recap. We will take caller. Why are we taking caller five, Jesse? Was that
Paul Hornig?
How many sets the Badgers went to with you on the call?
They only played three yesterday. No, the Packers won.
Were you hoping for a five gamer so you got more airtime?
No, I was not. I was very happy with how it all played out yesterday, filling in for John Audius on the volleyball call. The Packers won by five, so that was where I came up with five.
No, it's not bad. Jason, what do you think happens with this Romeo Doubs situation? You think he plays this weekend?
The question I have is whether or not, I mean, look, I'm going to stick with this. This is completely out of character. Now, is he a different guy? Is he, I don't want to use the word weird. Is he different than other guys I've covered? Yes. So now I can't predict his behavior beyond this. Is he going to be conciliatory and say, I screwed up, I'm coming back? Or is he going to die on this hill and say, I'm not playing for you guys ever again?
Who's the dude that asked for a trade that was third string? He was like a safety, and he's asking for a trade during mini camps. It was like the safety we drafted.
Josh Jones
decides. I remember sitting at the trio. We're doing a show, and a report comes out that he wants to be traded. He tweeted something out. I'm like, nobody's trading for you. You're not even starting here.
Yeah, that was weird, too. So I don't know what's going to happen next because I would have never thought that he would be the one to take this action. So how can I possibly now predict whether or not he's going to say, my bad, I want to be part of this team still?
He has to.
Because I don't see how he in any way has enough juice to say, no, I'm not playing for you guys ever again. Trade me to Kansas City because they need a wide receiver.
Could you imagine? I mean, you'd almost have to tip your cap if he had that much stones that he would go do that.
Before we go to trivia, then, my question for you in turn would be, what if he does? Do you just put him on the reserve suspended list and say, c'est la vie?
Nah, you're not doing
We're not going to give you what you want.
No. God, no. No, you're not doing it. If that's the road he wants to go down, you suspend him for the 4 weeks, let it go, and then whoosh, be done. He needs to rectify this ASAP, and if he doesn't, it's over. Period.
Again, just doesn't make any sense to me. None. Zero.
I hope he has someone in his circle that is going to tell him, bro, come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that his agent was probably not pleased. Because, look, to your point, before we get to trivia,
he ain't helping anybody.
How is this going to? How does this help you get paid?
Doesn't help.
If that's
you,
what it is.
It matter of fact, it does the exact opposite
right?
of everything.
Exactly.
And you're going to let emotions again, and this is where I'm a little leery because of other stuff. I just this is the exact opposite way to do everything. This is Costanza-esque, but he ain't going to end up with the beautiful girl and the job at the Yankees. He's going to end up with no job. I don't know what he'll do personally, but it would be no good job if this is the road he ends up going down.
Caller 5 for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Before we could play trivia, Tausch has to tell us what AmFam's got going
Packer
on.
Packer fans looking for the ultimate game day experience? American Family Insurance has you covered. Picture this. Hit your very own VIP tailgate and then cheer on the Packers from unbelievably jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, private tailgates, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much, much more. Don't miss out. Visit AmFam.com/Packers to enter. And you have to enter by the stroke of midnight. And this date's coming, baby. 21st of October, which, what is that, 2 weeks on a Monday at midnight?
Well, we actually don't understand anymore because of how you say this. If it's at midnight on the 21st or 11:59 on the 21st, so do you have all day on the 21st to do it, or is it over?
So you do have all day. So it's the stroke of midnight on the 22nd, is what it would be, right?
Well, that's the stroke
before the stroke of midnight, Cinderella.
Okay, well, whatever. Get it done by 11:59 on October 21st. Visit amfam.com/Packers again. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
Get it done like it says right on the sheet of paper by 11:59. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's get to trivia right away, so we have time for Whoa Nelly. Let's welcome our ineligible contestants. So that's good news for the rest of you who are going to play trivia later in the week. One less set of poker chips in the cheese fry helmet.
What happens if five callers are all ineligible? What if we have like an ineligible week or a suspended trivia week? We call it the Dobbs week on Wilde and Tausch.
We give the prize pack to Sparky and Sussex for coming out and seeing us at Steinhoffel's.
Sparky's the goat.
On Friday.
He's a Hoffer.
Certainly under consideration. All right, let's welcome in our contestant. It is Dave in Atlanta. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. I cannot tell you how exciting this is. After listening to Spark and all the other veterans play the game, I've always listened with jealousy. Jesse made me sign a waiver that I wouldn't try to claim the prize pack.
He's tough.
I am so ready.
He's tough, but fair.
Electronic signature is a PDF sent to you in the commercial break. All right, Dave, here we go. It is the sports weekend recap, and Mr. Tauscher has question number one.
All right, Dave, which traditional SEC cellar dweller shocked the college football world with an upset win over number one Alabama on Saturday?
Well, even though I'm a Wisconsinite and I'm in SEC country, everybody hates Alabama. So if anybody beats them, it might as well be the teachers from Nashville, Vandy.
Yeah. Dude, how fun did that look? They're lugging those goalposts down Broadway. They're dumping it in the old river. Oh, what a great win for that's. Tell you what, a great weekend. Just fun. A lot of fun.
So now both of the teams that have beaten the Badgers were upset on the same weekend. The powerhouses, right? USC loses to Minnesota, and Alabama loses to Vanderbilt. All right, question two, Dave, is this. Which NFL team scored the most points on Sunday? Which NFL team scored the most points on Sunday? Was it the Chicago Bears, the Washington Commanders, or the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, man. I will say Baltimore Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 41-38.
But I'll tell you what, you notice a lot in the NFL yesterday about coaching. Sean McDermott pees down his leg. Zach Taylor, what are you doing? You're setting up, you get a gift that Lamar fumbles a snap, and then you decide to play super conservative and kick a 55-yard field goal? That's malpractice, man. Come on, man. All right, last one. That's my little, do you guys agree?
What do you make of the Cardinals beating Shanahan?
I'm not surprised. Told you that. All right, the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, they started yesterday. Lost their first preseason game of the new 2024-25 season to which divisional opponent last night?
Oof.
Is it the Bulls, the Pistons, or the Pacers?
I did not have trivia questions about the NBA preseason on my bingo card.
Nationally televised game last night.
Yeah.
On Peacock?
It was on my TV in a preview. Yeah, no.
ESPN,
I
baby.
I think it was. Can you say them again, Jason?
I can. was it the Chicago Bulls, the Detroit Pistons, or the Indiana Pacers?
It was the Detroit Pistons.
Wow. Well, it's a shame that you're ineligible, but you lived your dream.
Can I ask one question? What is the prize? I never heard what the prize is. I listen all the time. What is
the
prize?
It's a mysterious prize pack, the contents of which remain under sealed lock and key that Jesse has never really told us.
ESPN Wisconsin prize pack, Dave, in Atlanta, and you'll never know because you're ineligible.
What is it?
Dang.
We've got a whole closet full of amazing things in both
glossy
our Madison and Milwaukee markets.
Glossy 8x10 signed photo from Jesse Nelson.
No. We have t-shirts. We have little footballs. We have a little foam fingers.
Empty can of Coors Light that Tausch once drank out of.
Matt Hamilton finishes them a little faster than Tausch does, so we can pick up some of the empties and put them in there.
A lock of Matt Hamilton's hair.
Uh-huh.
What other creepy prizes can we put in there?
Can I will my prize to Jesse's dog?
Oh, you can give it to Tausch's dog when he gets one.
That's a great question. Can he bequeath?
Well, here's what I was going to offer.
Is he up for a bequeathing?
Because, like, we will never know if the Brewers had beaten the Mets on Thursday, how would they do moving forward? Dave, would you like me to put your name in the cheese fry helmet? Even though you're ineligible to win, would you like to know if you would have been the winner?
See, you're breaking rules here.
Symbolic. So, it's symbolic.
Yeah, I like the idea. I think it's fun.
It's like that national championship Badger men's basketball one.
I really think we push for just a week that there's all ineligibility.
Well, this could be it.
This could
be
a great start to the ineligible week here on Wildy and Tausch.
Dave, we thoroughly appreciate your loyalty to the program. Well done on trivia. We'll put you in the cheese fry helmet, and then we'll pick a second winner after
Dave.
You don't win.
We love
you guys.
All right, that's it for trivia. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Usually we spend the Whoa, Nelly, the Monday after the NFL weekend talking about some of the other games going on. With the time we have, I think we'll do more of that tomorrow when we do Power Rankings Tuesday. What I did want to ask about on a Victory Monday, not only a Packers Victory Monday, how about those Wisconsin Badgers? 52-6 on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, what a fun day.
Bet that was a fun one for you,
too. Yeah, a lot more fun when we could talk Yacht Rock. And I think Ambrosia is coming into town in a couple this weekend. I think with our good pals from Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Delts. So hopefully we get back in time so Matt can get to the Ambrosia show. It was a get-right game. That's what Saturday was. Purdue, they fired Graham Harrell, their offensive coordinator. They're very limited, and I thought Wisconsin took advantage of every opportunity. And it was not, you know, the beginning of the game was not like Route City. They muff a punt, and Wisconsin turns the ball over a few times. They made some plays, but it was just, you just got the sense that there was some angst. Like, things don't go great today. Things could kind of, it was fragile, I guess is the word I would use. And you needed a day like that to kind of refortify and understand that you had a big test up in Piscataway coming up. You got a couple road games back-to-back. So that was a much-needed get-right weekend, and that's exactly what the Badgers did.
What can we take away from the game that's actually translatable moving forward for the Badgers?
Well, I think Tretch Kekahuna was... had a great day. I think you're seeing some young players get into some more positions of playing. So hopefully, you know, there's obviously a couple of wideouts got hurt. Hopefully they're going to be able to get back out there. But you love the physicality and the big play. And I thought Braden Locke did some really good things after he struggled a little bit early in that game. So there's a lot, and I know the cynics like Wilde can say, well, you played Purdue and they're god awful. I'm not going to push back a ton. Purdue's not very good, period. They did hammer Indiana State, and I did mention, boy, I think it'd be good to get Indiana State on the schedule. That would have been a good move too, because they're really bad. Purdue is struggling. They're going through it, and Wisconsin found a way to do exactly what you do to bad teams, and that's you punish them. And that's what they did.
Yes, they did what they're supposed to do against Purdue, given where Purdue is at. And that is great, and it's great to see them on the winning side. I believe when we rattled off their remaining games, I did say that they would beat Purdue, so this is not a surprise. Now, what are they going to do this week? On the road.
Great cue. Great cue. Yeah.
So let's and hey, if they go into Piscataway and leave with a win and they play well and you're encouraged, then the conversation
very
changes a little bit.
About Manange. Kyle Manange. Manangai. Could probably figure out how to say his name. Manangai.
He's the running back, right?
Yes, he is. I mean, I just watched the Washington game when it was up in Piscataway, and oh boy, wore them out. So that'll be a big test. We'll find out about the physicality. Rutgers wants to punch you in the face. We want to punch people in the face.
See who's better. Like a lot of face punching.
Let's see who's better at punching people in the mouth.
Minnesota's old quarterback, Kaliak Manis, is the guy at Rutgers now.
Yeah, it's good. I think all of us always just assume, oh, Rutgers. I wouldn't make those assumptions. I think it's going to be an all. You're gonna get tested in big ways up in Piscataway.
Greg Schiano has him headed in the right direction.
Jason, I'm only talking to you because Tausch is not interested in anything like I'm about to say. Rutgers is a 3-point favorite. They've opened ahead of this week's game. So
good to know. Yeah, I know Tausch not interested in that piece of information.
Yeah, I just shut my headphones off.
How did you know that I just said that you weren't interested in the format?
Turn them back on.
Yeah, I'm watching YouTube. I'm watching you.
Very believable. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. But I won't cry for yesterday.
So a couple of weeks ago, I asked Matt LaFleur about the way he was going about getting lots of guys to contribute. Rotating guys, getting other guys involved.
Giving guys weeks off where they don't have to come to practice and suspend them.
So my question is, I want to go back to that now and say, what went wrong with Romeo? Because all we heard from this group was how they didn't care that there wasn't a number one wide receiver.
Yeah, but you didn't buy that, right? No,
I didn't. Okay. I didn't buy that. But now how does that change a dynamic in a room where one of the things that we kept talking about and the coaches kept talking about was how it was all for one and one for all?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great catchphrase. But the reality is you want to make sure you specify what the roles for these guys are. You have to figure it out and you have to play to it. And if that doesn't fit and it isn't, you'll end up doing something different after the season. But once the roles are established, you work as hard as you can to gain a bigger role. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, the team will – it's just not going to be good for the team. And what's always good for the team will be best for the individual in the long run. If you're giving everything you got and you're doing what you're supposed to, that does get rewarded.
And someone else will get a bigger role now because of what you did. All right, we'll see what Matt LaFleur has to say at 4 p.m. today. Hour later than normal. I wonder why. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Next. Wait a minute. Not next. The show's over. Have a great day.
Take care.
Be good.
Woof.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.